The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Good afternoon, this is JB again, and welcome to Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. This is the Small Business Talk Show. Don't forget, the chat room is open, but due to time constraints, we are unable to directly respond to all of your questions and comments.
Good afternoon, this is Donna, and welcome to our show. Thank you for tuning in today. Our topic today is the importance of networking for small businesses. Remember that you can contact us after the show by email at info@cardsolutions.us. You can visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us, or please feel free to call us on our toll-free number, 800-530-2440.
Okay, Donna, remember last week or the last show that we had was about small business communication, and we forgot to mention something, so let me take care of a little bit of housekeeping from last week's show. We didn't get in to explain what click call was, or click and call, and very simply, click and call is where you have a little a logo and
icon.
A link, an icon sitting on your website where somebody can just click on that. It automatically calls you, and therefore you're retaining that possible client, customer, and explain to them exactly if they had any questions or not. So it's real simple for the customer to do. He just clicks on it. It dials into your office phone. And it's relatively inexpensive, a great little small business gimmick.
And you catch all those customers that maybe would have just passed through your website. They had questions, didn't understand anything. You're there to answer those questions. And it's a real simple program.
Right. Now, be advised that, again, this week we're talking about networking for small business. And be advised that networking and networking groups can lead to opportunities that are hard to acquire on your own. So, Donna, you want to start it?
Sure. The first thing you need to get from today's show, if you don't get anything else out of the show, you are always, always, always networking. You're always making an impression, and or you're always representing your business in all situations. When you're out in public, you're networking, even though it may be an informal atmosphere, non-organized. You always want to leave a good impression of your personality. A reputation is going to follow you, not just when you're in a business situation.
I try doing that even when I'm on the bar stool.
Well, exactly. Because you get talking, people ask what you do. If you own your own business, that's an opportunity for you to network with the people you're talking to. If you're out to dinner, we do it all the time. We're at a restaurant. What's one of the first things we do?
Right.
We ask about credit card processing.
We talk about the credit card processing. And 90% of the time, we're saving them money.
It doesn't matter where you are. And a lot of people forget that concept. You know, 5 o'clock comes around, they hang up their business jacket, and they go out on the town, or they meet friends for dinner, or they go shopping, they go to the pool, they go to the beach, and they don't realize every time they encounter someone, it's a business opportunity for them, and they are being representative of their own business.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do a snafu, or you say the wrong thing, or you get, you know, you get a little tipsy and you tell someone off at a bar, that's going to be the impression you are leaving behind with people.
Yeah, but first you get that business card out to them first before you
tell them absolutely off. Make sure you get your business card, then tell them off.
Right.
But when he brings up business card, you know, we say it in a joking manner, but that is a networking opportunity. Absolutely. You're meeting someone new, no matter where you are. Those business cards should be on you 24/7, and you should feel very comfortable in handing them out to absolutely everyone you meet. It may not be someone that needs your services, but it may be someone that knows someone that needs your services.
Right. You just never know where that business card will end up. Some will end up in the garbage, but only one business card needs to get into the hands of possibly your next biggest customer.
How about those pesky telemarketing calls? How many of you out there just get ticked off because you got the call and then you get nasty to them or you hang up on them? First of all, you got to remember business-to-business calls are legal and they are not blocked by no-call lists. That's number one.
Right.
But use these telemarketing calls to your advantage. Always be courteous.
We reverse those telemarketing calls, don't we?
Absolutely.
In our office, people will call us and try to telemarket us and try to get our business, and then we turn it around and say, well, let me talk to your supervisor because I think we've got something here in our business that's going to save you some money.
Exactly. You want to find out what business is calling you. Where are they located? Who's their main contact? Hey, this could be a natural sales lead at their cost of the phone call. You haven't paid a thing for that sales lead. Impressions are everything. Remember, what was it, maybe 3 months ago, our assistant telemarketed a local CPA.
Right.
He was a new business. He was on a new business listing. She called him. Not only did we get his credit card processing, we were able to help him. We brought him in to one of our networking groups. He was new in the area. He was so cordial on the phone. He let us talk to him about our services. He then talked to us about his services and said, how can I get my word out there? Well, it was a natural. I invited him to our networking group. He joined. And as they say, the rest is history. He's doing well. He's met people he never would have met before, and that's because he took our telemarketing call, and we all benefited. We benefited from making it, and he benefited from receiving it. Remember, Jay, when you talked to the pressure washer?
Yes.
Same thing happened.
Yeah, I'm president of our HOA, and we were looking for someone to pressure wash the roofs. And for those people who live in the Florida area, you know that the roofs get very, very dirty and moldy. And every so often, every couple of years, roofs need to be pressure washed. So anyway, we spoke to him. We got a low rate for our HOA, for our community. And also, he said, you know, I also have to take credit cards. And there's another great lead for me as well.
You just have to take advantage of every opportunity that is presented to you as a networking opportunity.
Well, speaking of online networking, there's also, LinkedIn, Merchant Circle. All these are freebies that you can sign up for. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. You know, we can go into this for days and days and days, but these are different avenues for the small merchant to use in order to benefit from it and get some prospects.
With these online network marketing groups, you think it's a waste of your time, but it's not, because number one, you get to create your own network. You go through thousands of people that are on these groups like LinkedIn or Merchant Circle, YouTube, Twitter, and you find where you can benefit them, they can benefit you. If you are confined to your area, obviously, geographically, you're going to reach out to the people that are in your geographical area. But it's a way to meet people that you normally wouldn't meet. And if they're on there, they're on there for the same purposes you're on there anyway. So it should be a mutual relationship. But what a lot of these offer, you can do blogs. We do blogs all the time on these sites. Show what you know. It's like putting a newsletter out there, but it's going to everyone. It's not just people in your network when you write these blogs. You are literally reaching out to everyone that is part of this network.
Not only doing these blogs and sending out online newsletters, but one of the reasons behind it that a lot of small businesses want to do this is because the more viral marketing that you do, the higher you're going to be listed in search engines such as Google and Yahoo. So it's so important to get on these blogs and have your name out there.
Isn't that where Facebook and YouTube have really gained their importance instead of just social marketing?
Right.
We've been doing Facebook for quite a while, but can you explain a little? Because I know you've been doing it more than I have, Jay, with this YouTube concept.
Well, YouTube basically, with YouTube, they're videos, of course, and the whole idea is to keep the customer or your prospect or anybody looking at your products on your website for a period of time. The longer you keep your prospects on your website, the higher the ranking you will have through Google, Yahoo, and the other major search engines. And it's just so important. Again, you're using blogs, you're using newsletters, and if you have a 3 or 4 minute YouTube video, it'll definitely keep people interested on your site, which again creates a higher listing on the major search engines.
And one of the things to remember with these online networking groups is you've got to grow your group. It's got to be part of your weekly job almost. You can't just join one and then walk away from it. You've got to constantly see what new members there are available in the networking group as a whole, not necessarily the group you formed. So you constantly want to bring people into the group. You then want to look for other groups that are a good fit for you also so that you can join those groups. You want to stay in contact with the people that are part of your group. The biggest thing is you always want to stay visible.
Right. We're talking about online networking here, but there are other ways when you're actually in front of people. And, you know, Donna, maybe you want to talk about that, some professional organizations that are worthy of notice here, who you can go through these various groups for networking purposes.
I can't stress enough how important it is that you get involved in some of your local professionally organized groups. I don't care if it's network professionals, if it's BNI, Refocus. We have a wonderful new one down here called Elite Networking Pros. You've got the Chamber of Commerce. What these basically do is they will meet at least once a week. There are a few out there that are once a month, and if that's all the time you think you have to do organized networking, then that's what you do. But you need to get involved in these, and you don't want to wait until you need networking. If you go to a networking group as a visitor and you put yourself out there as being needy, you probably won't be asked back. You've got to do it when you don't need it. You start building relationships. You need to nurture those relationships before you ask for something. Nurturing relationships, that means you've got to show your worth in the community that you can bring to the group and help those in the group grow their business just as badly as you want them to help you grow your business.
Yeah, as far as networking is concerned, besides just looking for prospects, for those people who might see the handwriting on the walls who are looking for another type of job, obviously the first place that you would go would be to your network. The network, I guess, starting with the family and then going to outside the family, to friends. And then from those friends, networking within the Chamber of Commerce or these other networking groups like you mentioned, and you might find a pretty decent job through there.
You want to make sure you don't choose based on who you know. Like Jay said, you start with your family. You start with those people you know. Like when we moved to Florida, we knew no one. So we went and we joined all these organizations and we got to know people. So yes, that was where we started. But then you have to branch out and start networking with the people you don't know. And then you start looking for people that are in industries that you will blend with. You are going to benefit from those contacts. And in turn, if you're going to benefit from them, they should be able to benefit from you. And once you're in these groups, what is so important, it's going back to how we started the show, is you're always on. Once you're in these networking groups, whether it's an organized group, a non-organized group, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, you're building a reputation. So what you need is so that when you're networking with these people on a weekly basis, monthly basis, however it turns out, keep in mind everything you say and do, you're building that reputation. So if you get a referral from one of these groups, you best be on top of it. You better call them. You better service them. So they're going to trust you to give you another referral.
And, of course, you got to always keep in contact with them, too.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't get back to these referrals within 24, 48 hours, you have just lost your reputation.
Yeah. Speaking of getting back to people, I know you got a couple of examples recently of run-ins that you've had with companies, not small businesses either.
No, they're not.
Yeah, you want to mention a couple of those?
Well, you know, I say you're always on. People don't realize how much you are always on. I organized a very large outing and luncheon for a local charity group where I live, and I went to a major restaurant, and this manager refused to send me anything in writing. I was, trust me, trust me, trust me. He was never getting back to me. And it was at the point where we stayed there because the deal was so good. It was an excellent restaurant. And I decided, okay, I'm going to trust this guy. Well, guess what? I got there unprepared. Suddenly, the deal suddenly switched. Do you think the 25 or 30 people that were there didn't remember this? We remembered the food was marvelous. We remembered the waiter was outstanding. We remembered that the manager did not keep up his end of the bargain. Guess what? We probably will never use them again.
Yeah, a major, major restaurant that everybody knows, but we're not going to mention on the radio here.
Look what happened to our daughter with a necklace.
Right.
For her 21st birthday, she was given a necklace from a major jeweler.
Not expensive.
Not that expensive, right. But coming from this major jeweler, it should have been good.
Right.
It tarnished beyond repair. I went into the local store. The manager did everything but call me a liar and throw me out of the store. She wasn't going to do it. It was my fault because my sister who bought it for her didn't buy the warranty. My sister went into the store where she bought it. She got the same treatment. I called the corporate office and we got the same treatment. Guess what? They forget. There's social media out there. We talk. I told everyone, don't go there, buyer beware. We had a gentleman that was in one of my networking groups, same thing, never returned calls, took months to get back with an offer. We didn't want him in our networking group anymore, and he no longer received referrals. Remember, people will not use you personally. You will not get into networking groups, and word spreads, and you could lose your business. If you don't realize, you're always on.
You're always on.
Jay, your tip of the week.
Tip of the week. The tip of the week is what goes around comes around. You want to explain what I really mean by that?
I sure do. This is a big thing for me. How do you want people to view your business? Where do you want to go with your business? How dedicated are you to your business? That's how you need to project your business and yourself as an extension of your business. Remember that you are always on. You are always networking, and you have to treat it that way. You have to take advantage of every person you come in contact with and consider it as networking for your business.
Right. What about next week?
Well, next week, we are going to get back to a credit card processing topic. We will be discussing PCI compliance in the credit card processing industry. It stands for Payment Card Industry, and it's Visa, MasterCard's fraud controls and protection for both cardholders and for merchants. So have a great week. We hope you've gotten a lot out of today's show. And go make business happen.
So, Peter, how'd you like the show today on Biz Solutions?
I loved it. I found the show to be very informative. In fact, over the past few weeks, I've learned a little bit more about yours and Donner's expertise. What I would like to know is if you could just explain exactly what Card Solutions International does and just tell me a little bit more.
Well, Card Solutions International specializes in the small to medium-sized business. We're currently entering into our 15th year of business, and it's all we do. Several years ago, we found that our perfect niche was in the mail telephone order merchant, the small open door business, the e-commerce merchant, and even the mobile merchant. And as a matter of fact, we are one of the very few resellers of the new iPhone and BlackBerry application. We have varied programs, and we work to match up programs to the customer's business profile. Time will never allow us to share everything with our audience, so they can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us.
Tell me something. How can you be so sure that you'll be able to provide most businesses with a monthly savings?
Well, we can't guarantee a monthly savings, but we do use every trick in the book as far as looking at our cost plus programs. We have full disclosure of fees. We analyze the statements for specific business types.
Our business experience brings credibility to our industry and to our own business.
Well, back in 1997, we were the beta agency for e-commerce. We also have our staff an ongoing education, and we keep up with all industry trends. We're there after the sale. We monitor all our emails. And as far as me personally, I've over 30 years' experience with small businesses. I've got a master's in business administration, and I taught business and accounting on a college level.
I graduated from Indiana University with a bachelor's degree, and for the almost 25 years, I was in retail upper management. With the last 7 years, I was actually a retail business advisor.
So, if I was smart, I'd contact you and either review my current merchant account, or I'd talk to you about getting set up with a new merchant account, right?
Right.
Right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your interest in Don and me and Card Solutions International. And thank all the listeners for allowing us and making us the hottest small business internet radio talk show.
Our listeners can always contact Card Solutions International after the show at 800-530-2440, info@cardsolutions.us, or visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us. You're